Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you to get involved. I do want you to get engaged. I do want you to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. I mean, we go through this, come on, we go through this, hey, we go through this every night. You know, I do appreciate your input. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. You know, again, as I said, get involved, get engaged. Okay, so we knew this was coming, right? And you already know what I'm going to say here. The Dems, like they got a new candy bar or something. Because you're seeing what's going on. You saw the antics of Beto O'Rourke today. Man, hope upon hope is that some of the party in his party will see it and go, oh my God, get this guy out of here. I mean, he didn't talk about mental health. The man has got to be mentally unstable. To pull a stunt like he did today, if you don't know what I'm talking about, head over to YouTube or someplace like that and pull it up. You'll see it. You know, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But, you know, they're already jumping on all these laws. And now with the shooting. Right, Joey B, what did he sign? He signed a law into effect, or an edict, not even a law. I'm sorry, I apologize to my constitutional scholars. Cut me some slack. But really, so he signs it basically tying the hands of the police departments. Yeah, he did. Why don't you look it up for yourself? So instead of giving them, I'll say, more power, instead of giving more money, instead of making it easier for them, look at the people that in this shooting, who went running towards there? You have a Border Patrol officer, agent, that didn't wait for backup. You got the guts to do that? Joey B, you know, all those people complaining about this, none of them would have the guts to go protect these kids. Right? George Floyd. And to put this in perspective, where their mind is at, I mean, come on, work this through. Obama tried to link the massacre to the George Floyd murder. How do you do that with a straight face? How do you do that with two brain cells that actually work? Apparently he doesn't. You're talking about a guy that was breaking the law. No, he shouldn't have died that way. But let's be truthful about it. He was breaking the law, was he not? All right? He had taken drugs, did he not? How does that compare to innocent kids that were killed? How does that work? These are a sick group of people. Anything they can use to take the power away from you. Anything they're ignoring the Constitution. They're ignoring the gun laws. They're ignoring all of this. They're legislating through edict of the president. And yet, they think they're the righteous ones. And actually, what was the name for the young Turks that, Cenk Uygur? He and I are on the same page, not for the same reasons, though. He calls out the Democrats for being cowards. I say the same thing. He's calling them cowards because he says, you know, hey, you had the power, you can do it, you've got to go, and go ahead and start pushing these gun laws through. I say they're cowards because they've had total control. Now they have total control again. What do you see on the table? Nothing. Listen, for all intents and purposes, they don't need, they won't need Republican votes at all. Maybe in the Senate, but they'll make that happen. Or they could make that happen. But they know that the American people aren't going to stand for it the way they do things. You know, and even after the bloodshed that took place prior to the two-year mark of the death of George Floyd, Obama couldn't hold himself. Well, that none of them could, really. You know? Obama commemorated Floyd's passing while tying it to the current national mourning of the children killed in the Uvalde. He says, as we grieve the children today, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. Wow. His killing stays with us to this day, especially those who loved him. Right. Right. Innocent kids to somebody committing a crime, or a criminal, if you would, to somebody who had taken drugs. And I'll say it again, he shouldn't have died the way he did. I'm okay with those statements, but do not tie him to innocent children. I mean, sir, is there a mental illness going on with this one too? Yeah, you heard me. Be back in a few minutes, don't go far. Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you know what I like to say, guys? It's my favorite thing. You're part of the problem if you're not part of the solution. And so you do get informed. You do find out what's going on. You do get the information for the people who actually have a clue. Like I do. I always bring on retired Major General Paul Valley. I always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, like I said, I bring on people that have a clue. And, General, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you're with me on here, because people really, they think they know what's going on. They hear these, they hear these rumors online, if you would, and they end up spreading misinformation. So thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so listen, you and I were talking during the break, but I had talked about it in the last segment about Mr. Obama, or I lovingly refer to him as Mr. Oblamo, coming out and trying to tie these kids, the murder, the killing of these kids, with the George Floyd death. I mean, this is a sickness, is it not?
No, they're absolutely sick. George Floyd was a fanatic. He was a criminal. I guess you can agree he should not have been killed or whatever killed him. But it tied into 19 grade schoolers who get killed is ludicrous. But they're sick. Biden's insane. I mean, he really is. He's beyond dementia. Obama's running everything. I mean, there's no doubt about that from where he's been through Susan Rice in the executive office building. But we've got to cure this thing of our young men. Somehow we've got to get back to spirituality, get these men and young boys believing in God and the virtues of honesty. And it's just horrible that we've gone this far.
No, I totally agree with you. They've got nothing. Look, there's no absolutes, General. There's no absolute for these young kids coming up through school. We've taught them that babies aren't babies. They're just, you know, they have no value to life. They have no value with each other. Look at what's happening at 14 and 15-year-olds. And then we wonder why things like this happen. I mean, maybe we're the insane ones.
No, we're not. I mean, if you're really based in honesty and integrity and values and, you know, you love your neighbor. These things don't happen. I mean, you and I were brought up that way. I mean, we weren't brought up to think we just get a gun, go out and shoot people. Yeah, we'd get mad, maybe get in a little fight that the Irish and Italians used to do.
Yes, but, <you're> right.
the next day it was forgiven. We marched on. But these kids, you know, with COVID, you know, they've made studies now. They've been put into their rooms for 2 years here watching games and Call of Duty and these games is all shooting and killing and all of that. And their minds get warped, Joe. They get warped.
See, I'm glad you said that. I've been bringing that up for him, saying you cannot have these I call them shoot 'em up bang bang. You can't have these shoot 'em up bang bang games and not tell me that it doesn't desensitize these kids to shooting and murder and all kinds of other stuff, because it's not real life, right?
No, exactly right. Parents have got to really take control of their households, have Sunday dinners, get the kids together, go do things. And we have a lot of families. I live in Montana, and the families out here do a lot of that. But yet we have a big nut problem. We have a suicide problem in Montana.
Yep.
It's terrible. We've got to reorient all of our society, and we've got to get rid of these politicians. I mean, they're trying to solve things politically, and that's not the way you solve things.
No, it doesn't. It does not help. It doesn't do any good whatsoever. And you're right. You know, General, I was talking to somebody I'll say an old time, a more seasoned person than myself. I'll put it that way. And he was telling me he remembers the days where there were actually rifles in school. They taught the kids how to shoot. They taught the kids gun safety. He doesn't recall mass shootings on a regular basis like you're seeing happen now. You agree with that?
No. Oh, exactly. You may have had some crazed person back through the ages that went on a rampage, even the days of Rome, and you can go back in history. But even if you look at the Islamic nations today, the young kids aren't going around killing everybody. Yes, crime exists in different places. It's happened in Norway a couple of times, but, you know, it's constantly happening here in Buffalo. And then we have Texas. Next week, what's it going to be? We've got to be awakened in this country and get these children back in with love and working with the families. And I said, there's nothing like a Sunday dinner to bring the families together, as I remember. That was our big day.
Well, I agree with you. I think that Sunday dinner regrounded you. I think that, you know, got you closer to family. You understood what life and love and family was all about. It is not the same today at all. Matter of fact, if anything, family's being torn apart. Look at some of these whacks on the left don't call you parents anymore. The parents are now called caregivers. That's what the teachers in some of these whack schools are calling the parents. And I'm going, what, that takes the whole thing away from it. It's an erosion of the family, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. And the breakdown of what I call spirituality, the spiritual mind, love thy neighbor as thyself, and thinking, being honest. And that's a disease in our society today that absolutely has to be brought under control by the families.
Yep.
By the church. The black debt, I saw today, up 400%.
Oh, yeah.
In the black community, blacks on blacks. Not police killing blacks, but blacks killing blacks.
Yeah,
it's...
And you can't say it. You can't talk about it, because if you talk about it, then you're a racist, even though you're calling out the truth of exactly what's going on out there. And I think that's
a problem. Well, it is. And you got to say, I can't be canceled.
You can't be what?
Canceled. Nobody's going to cancel me.
Oh, no. I mean, good luck. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Got to go for a quick commercial. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and 2 adults dead, and there are 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the big thing. Get informed. Don't get out there with misinformation. You make the rest of us look foolish. I mean, seriously. But let me bring him on. I always have a good time when retired Major General Paul Valley joins us. And, General, always a pleasure to have you with me. Before we get rolling and run out of time, tell people about your organization and tell people how they can help you.
Well, we have several organizations, Joe, and we work with some 20 other organizations around the country. The Stand Up America, Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Our website is standupamericaus.org. Our radio show is standupamericausshow.com. Our new letter comes out every Saturday morning. We're supportive of 20 other patriotic organizations around the country. We publish books. We have two books coming out, Joe. The Reality Prison, which I think you'll like. And the second is with General McInerney and myself, called America's Endgame for the 21st Century. We actually lay out a blueprint.
How are you going to get them to follow it? These guys figure they have an answer to everything. They're making me crazy.
We've got to lead. You got to lead in the communities, locally. People have to stand up and lead and take charge. That's what it's all about. Take charge of your family. Take charge of your schools. Do it at the local level, despite what all these government people say, these politicians, to think they can legislate everything. And that doesn't work.
No. No, you can. You're exactly right. All right. So you had sent me some articles and some of the stuff I had actually had read some of this stuff before to the line of what is going on our military bases and academies, well, mostly in our academies right now. We're not getting the strong soldiers. We're not getting people being trained the way they used to be trained, are they?
Well, we have the wokeism, the generals and admirals have gone woke. They're more concerned about teaching critical race theory to the troops. They're all talking about diversity. We have to have diversity. I tell people when I commanded a company in the 101st in Vietnam, 44% of my troops were black or Hispanic. We had diversity. But now they want to preach it all. They want to take it away from training. I have no confidence that our generals and admirals can win a war anymore. And it's trickled down to the academies. I've graduated from West Point in 1961, but they've gone woke up there. I mean, the socialists that they brought in as professors. And they're in indoctrination. They're indoctrinating these cadets and midshipmen. They're forcing the jab on them. Most healthy kids we could have, and they're forcing them to jab.
Yeah.
And many cadets and midshipmen are standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to take the jab. Well, this week at the Air Force Academy, there'll be several cadets who will not be with their graduating class. Religious exemption under the First Amendment. They don't care in the Pentagon. They don't care about that. All they want to do is enforce an ideology that's been forced down by the Biden administration. And of course, it started under Obama, just not as Biden. It started under Obama. But we have four-star generals and admirals that I don't think can win a war.
No, you've been saying it. I've been watching and paying attention to some of these guys that really don't sound like military men. Most of them sound like second-rate politicians, frankly, in the way they answer questions and the way they go about things. It's infuriating.
You remember General Milley's testimony in front of Congress. He says, I'm white, and I want to understand this white terror in the ranks. And I've said, I don't know how many shows, the only white terror I saw was General Milley. And there's no white terror going on in the military. It's all made up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're not promoting the best in the academy. They're not bringing in the best. They're actually almost a third of the applicants now are a selected group in the academy because they want diversity rather than quality. And we've even had a young black woman at West Point said, you know, they brought me in supposedly with diversity, but I didn't want to be brought in that way. I wanted to be brought in as a young black girl who was an athlete, who is educated and can compete at the highest level at West Point. And she resigned, by the way.
Wow.
Because she wouldn't. You know. So it's a real problem up there. I mean, the food, evidently, the ports we're getting, the food is terrible to getting now. The cadets have to order pizzas off post to get the nutrition they supposedly want. Yeah, and they're showing, like the football players, get the best food. They get the best meal. They're protected.
The lunacy with these people just never stops. You know, and again, you're looking at what's happening overseas. You and I have talked about this before. There's a lot of distractions going on. The news starts to focus on one thing, and you start saying, why aren't they focusing on what's happening in China? What's going on with Russia? We're not hearing much about that anymore. Same thing with North Korea. I mean, they lobbed a couple of missiles. I don't know if it's towards South Korea or enough to get South Korea's attention. We're not hearing what's happening over there anymore. Can you give us some kind of briefing update?
Well, it changes week to week. I think Putin will get his way in Ukraine, and we have all these billions of dollars. We're getting reports back now, just like in Iraq and Afghanistan, billions of dollars out of our treasury are going into these pockets of these corrupt officials. And it's happening in Ukraine. And nobody's accounting the American people like the $40 billion they just approved, right?
Right.
We have no idea how that money's being spent. Yeah, they're buying equipment. They're sending equipment over. The defense industries love it because they're making more bullets and ammunition and missiles and shoulder fire missiles. But yet we find Ukraine's one of the most corrupt countries in the world. But we don't look to Putin's side of things. He said, I don't want any NATO nations on my border. And he said that. He wants a buffer in there. But nobody would listen to Putin.
No, but if he wants I guess I'd be somewhat afraid if I was one of those nations that, you know, butt up right next to him. What's my guarantee that he's not going to get fed up with something I'm doing and come in and see me?
He hasn't in 77 years. Russia's done nothing against NATO in 77 years.
Right.
But they have antagonized to the degree that he just that took a stand. He says, I'm going to destroy Ukraine.
So you feel
that's
that,
what he's doing?
Do you feel the entry into Ukraine was mostly because they were talking about joining NATO, or?
Yes. Huh. Very clear. And NATO kept wanting to expand, and the only reason we had NATO was to confront Russia. But Russia did nothing aggressively against NATO in 77 years. And so you start poking the bear, and they kept poking Putin, and he says, I'm going to do something because the Nazis, the Azovs in Ukraine were killing a lot of the Russian supported the Ukrainians in Donetsk in the eastern part of Ukraine. They're very pro-Russia. They're very happy Russia's in there right now. But you never hear that side of the story.
And that, I was going to say that. It's amazing because you do. I hear a little bit about that part of the story, but it's kind of like we so much don't trust our media anymore, we don't know what to believe.
And the only media we hear nothing coming out of Russia. Oh, right. Yes, he's got cancer and all that, but it's all false information that's coming out from my sources.
We know that to be true. I mean, that's why I said to you, it's so tough. I was trying to explain, and you're a worldly guy, so you understand this. In a school board level, we're trying to get some of the other ethnicities more involved. And I said, look, you have to understand that people from Asia and India and other places like that, they don't trust their government at all. So when you have government officials reaching out to these people like, what's up? What do they want from me? What do they want to know about me? You know, you really have to have parents getting involved and getting these people involved on a regular basis, because I think that helps too. I think that helps make these schools safer as well, when the parents know what's going on and what to look for.
Well, you know, they say Russia's so corrupt and all these other countries. We are as corrupt as they are.
We're acting like a third world nation now. You're right. God, I haven't seen this since the 70s with all the corruption in Boston where I grew up and the mafia had control. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. It's funny. Let me just bring him on. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. Now, General, we were talking about the need for, you know, God back in our kids' lives and what have you. And somebody just sent me a link to a story where the question is asked, does Texas school shooting highlight the need for faith and a higher purpose for our children? So at least people are asking the question, right?
So critical. It's a great question. And 2022, Joe, has got to be the spiritual awakening of America to say that this year is so critical.
Yep. Now, totally agree with you. I want to go back to what we were talking about, not just during the break, but just before we went to break, which is, you know, again, what's happening overseas is a big deal. We need to know what's happening. I tell people, don't be distracted. Pay attention, because those things will come back to bite us. They'll come back, you know, to your point,
We spent a lot more than that ultimately, but we just said another $40 billion. Where's it going? What's it doing? How's it helping, if at all? And the German-Ukrainian situation is not the only thing going on. What's going on in North Korea? What's going on with China and the possible invasion of Taiwan?
Well, I likened it into an article I wrote this week that we're being cut by 1,000 cuts in America.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 cuts each and every day. It's something else that's cutting us and maybe making us bleed. That's what we have to turn around this year, stop the bleeding. How do we replace this government? This government is taking us down so quickly in 2 years, we cannot afford to have Biden stay in office or Kamala Harris, who's clueless. Biden obviously is insane. There's something wrong with him beyond dementia. And the most incompetent people in government in the history of the United States, I swear.
I'm with you. I look into his eyes. I watch him speak. He's not there. I mean, he's just not there. And people are standing behind him. But it's got to be the people that are involved in pulling his strings and truly running the country, because it can't be him. The man can't even find the men's room in the White House. Bad. All right. If China goes sideways on us and they do attempt to invade or invade Taiwan, are we ready to help? Are we ready to support Taiwan? Are we ready to push back?
Well, you know, our fleets are prepared for the most part, even though we're getting a lot of negative reports about the solidarity and the morale of the fleet forces. But we have two aircraft carrier groups out there of 8 to 12 ships each, with submarines, cruisers, aircraft carriers. We've got a division of Marines still in Okinawa. We've got 30,000 of our troops in South Korea. We have a sizable force in Japan. Japan has and South Korea have two of the finest armies in the world, armed forces. Taiwan has a great armed force. So the forces are there, but they will look for the United States to be a leader, and we will not lead in that. Xi knows that. Putin knows that. And when you feel like you're operating from a position of strength, guess what you're going to do?
Now, you had said once before South Vietnamese, as you said a minute ago, South Vietnamese's military was strong, was a good military, same thing with Japan and others. Will they come to the rescue of, will they support or help Taiwan?
We don't know. It depends on the solidarity. Each one cannot do it on its own. It's going to take a combined cooperative force against China. That's for sure. One of the Chinese commanders, one of the senior generals, about 3 months ago warned Japan, if you get involved in trying to reinforce and defend Taiwan against our invasion, we will nuke you. We will send nuclear weapons into Japan. That's what the Chinese have told the Japanese.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yep. And that's what, well, it's kind of what Putin threatened to do, right? At some point, he was willing to, you know, he's got nukes and he's not afraid to use them?
No, he's not. He'll use tactical nuclear weapons if he has to.
God, these guys really, really, well, they have to understand the devastation of using nukes. They have to. I don't believe they don't. You know?
No, they do, but they're so naive, especially our people are so naive in our government. We should be working towards meeting with Putin. If Trump was in there, he would have met with Putin, and none of this would have happened.
Yeah, I listen.
Moving to settle this without any further damage, any further destruction of cities and villages and the killing of the Ukrainians, they should be moving towards that, but they're not. Biden has no initiatives with Zelensky at all to move towards any kind of settlement.
Wow. God. All right, let's talk about the, we've only got a few minutes. Let's talk about your declaration of betrayal of West Point.
Right.
You know, part of the, some of these terminologies, some of our people will not understand. You talk about the in the document. You talk about the long gray line, and what's going on with the right. graduates. Enlighten me.
Well, the Long Gray Line Military Academy was established by George Washington and John Adams in 1802. And as they trained officers in honor, they established the honor code. They established duty, honor, and country. And the honor code was a cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal. And so they had the honor code that was very strong and bond us all together because you needed that. To be leaders, to be officers in our armed forces, to lead people. Honesty was the basis of all of it. But they've actually supplanted the honor code at West Point now. They have to have due process. They have to have lawyers. They had a cadet that stole a watch from the PX. They had him on video. But the superintendent up there, because he was black and the superintendent's black, they wouldn't release him. They'd extend him another year. And when I was there, you'd have been discharged immediately for stealing. So they've supplanted the honor code and made it to the point where it's not as it should be. And then, I mean, there's all sorts of things going on with the with the masking and vaccinations and all of that, that these young people who are healthiest are fine, but they don't want to be vaxxed. And under the First Amendment, religious exemption, the military from top down is basically not believing in it or admonished, and they've admonished these young cadets and midshipmen. There was a case yesterday of a Navy officer, a young Navy officer, a religious exemption, and the three courts went against the Navy. So the courts now are starting to stand up with the legal proceedings that are going on to support the cadets and midshipmen.
Well, you know, a mutual friend of ours said that that was going to happen, that they were no longer going to be able to keep denying these religious exemptions. And so you're saying that you're starting to see them step up with that, correct?
Well, it happened yesterday, yeah, in a court of law. But that's not the point. Is they should not. These are experimental drugs, and if you look at the Nuremberg Code, and you look at these officers enforcing this, this is beyond. This is total indoctrination, and there's no indication at all. With the deaths now that we've had in the military, pilots reacting from the jab with blood clots and microcardia, and it's affecting the health of the troops and the welfare and on. And it's an international law. You cannot use experimental drugs on people.
Well, but General, if they're telling you they're no longer experimental. They know exactly what they do and how they do and how they work. It's just that you need four boosters. I mean, you're a little older than I am. In your lifetime, have you ever seen any vaccine that required four extra boosters a year to work?
No, and they've proven that the vaccines, the boosters, are breaking down the natural immunity.
Yep.
We now have the highest deaths between 19 and 49 years old in the country that we ever had. And most of those have had vaccines, but they're dying from other things because their natural immune system is being broken down.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Total. Fauci's a total fuck. The CDC, everybody. And the 100 billionaires that have been made out of the pharmaceutical business and the vaccines. 100 billionaires.
My God.
$48 million last year.
God bless. All right, General. Always appreciate your time with me and the time you spend with us. And again, God bless for what you do. Keep giving us the information that we need, and I'll put links up to your sites and such. So you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss this. Really. We're going to talk about the monkeypox. Shh. Be right back.